Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace.
Most of us have observed in life exactly what the Apostle Paul is talking about in the last few verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, as he talks about the necessity of self-discipline in order to be a good servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And self-discipline is not something that we love to do. We would rather be comfortable. We would rather not have to exert ourselves. We'd rather not have to get up at a certain time in the morning and not have to stick to a particular schedule. That's why some people look forward so much to retirement. So I don't have to get up early in the morning to go to work. I can sleep in as long as I want to, etc., etc., etc. And indeed, there's some merit in that, and there's some validity in that. But I want to tell you, folks, I hope you're not planning to make retirement just a time of doing nothing, only what you feel like doing. Because if so, you're going to waste some of what may be the best years of your life. Retirement can last a long time, 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, sometimes even longer than that. And you're going to let that many years of your life go by without accomplishing anything much for the Lord? Really? Is that what you're planning to do? I hope not. Of course, discipline is difficult, but it's worth it. And that's what Paul is telling us here, and we'll return to what he's saying in just a moment. But first, I must welcome you to this Monday, December 6th edition of the Beacon Broadcast. Thank you for joining us, and oh, how grateful we are for those who understand the financial needs of the broadcast if we're going to continue airing God's Word on this station. Well, I'm going to read verses 24 and 25, which we covered on the broadcast Friday, but I'll just read them, make a quick comment or two before moving on to the final two verses, namely verses 26 and 27. But here's what Paul says in verse 24. Do you not know that those who run in the race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And, verse 25, everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. We looked at those verses on Friday, but what did Paul tell us there? He told us, number one, that Christians should be willing to exert themselves for the Lord Jesus Christ. Exertion. It's not the most enjoyable thing in all the world to push yourself, to exert yourself, to push a little harder. But that's what athletes do in order to win a temporal reward. Shouldn't Christians do that in pursuit of an eternal reward? And of course, what that really represents is, shouldn't Christians do that in order to honor the Lord Jesus Christ with their lives, with their service, with their labors? That's what's involved. It takes exertion. It takes discipline. It takes denying oneself lawful pleasures at times in order to do a good job. That's what it takes. A lot of people don't like that. They're not willing to do it. Well, there's so many applications here. I don't know where to begin. How many people miss church services because they just don't feel like getting out of bed in time to go? I just want to sleep in. I need to have one day a week where I can sleep in. Well, isn't Jesus worth your getting out of bed early enough to get to church? Come on. And likewise, a lot of Christians are reluctant to volunteer for specific duties and tasks and areas of service in the church. Oftentimes, it's people who really want to get involved, but when it comes down to what it takes in order to get involved, they're not willing to do it. As a pastor, I observe these things. There will always be some people, thankfully, not a huge number, but there's always a few in every congregation who will come around from time to time and they would like to get involved in this. They would like to get involved in that. Or sometimes they even have their own recommendations for something new. Our church isn't doing this, and I'd like to see them do that, and I'll be willing to help. I'd be willing to get involved. Well, fine, let's do it. And they're the very ones who miss their time of duty and responsibility over and over again. The very ones that aren't willing to discipline themselves to get there and do the thing that they said they wanted to do and they saw a need for and they realized an opportunity, but when it came down to what is required, the exertion that's necessary to make this happen, they're just not willing to do it for Christ's sake. That's really what it boils down to. And what Paul is saying here, he's talking about his philosophy of ministry, and he's saying, I realized a long time ago, if I'm going to be a good servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, I have got to be willing to discipline myself. On another occasion, Paul said, I have learned to buffet my body, to beat my body into submission. There are some Christians who just aren't willing to do that. They're just not willing to do that. They're not willing to beat their body into submission, to make their body do what it doesn't necessarily want to do in order to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. If that isn't reason enough for self-discipline, then I don't know what is. But what some people will do for money, what some people will do for honor, what some people will do to obtain certain positions in life that they would like to achieve, they will not do in order to serve the Lord. What is wrong with our priorities? If we're going to be good servants of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to have to follow the example of the Apostle Paul. We've got to be willing to exert ourselves in order to win an imperishable crown. Focus, verse 26. Therefore, I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. Because Paul has learned that if he's going to do anything worthwhile for Christ, he's going to have to run, as it were, and that's just a metaphor for putting himself out. This is not a leisurely stroll in the park. This is running. This is exertion. But not just running any old way. This is how Paul runs. He runs with focus. He runs not with uncertainty, but stays focused on the goal. Or, to switch illustrations, as Paul does here, this is how Paul boxes. Not shadow boxing. Not a game, not a show, not grandstanding, but getting into the fight and actually fighting with, as it were, with an enemy and landing blows, because that's really what we're doing. We're fighting against the devil and his minions and his spiritual powers, which is not a physical fight, of course. It is a spiritual fight. It is a mental fight. It is a fight based upon the truth of God's word, but it is a fight. And so Paul says in verse 26, therefore I run, that the first metaphor is the running one, therefore I run thus, this is the way I run, not with uncertainty. If someone's going to win a race, it's not just enough to run hard off in any old direction. Everybody understands that. You don't line up with the other runners at the finish line, and then you take off in a different direction. And I'm running faster than anybody. I'm running harder than anybody. Yes, but you're not achieving anything because you're running with uncertainty. You're running without focus. The Bible in one place talks about people who have zeal but not according to knowledge. They're all full of energy, but they can't or won't focus it in a productive way. They're just off this direction, off that direction. They're going in six different directions at once, and they're not focused on anything, and therefore they don't accomplish anything. No, it takes self-discipline, and part of self-discipline is focusing, staying in the right place at the right time with your eye upon the goal. Focusing. That's how you've got to run. Therefore, I run, not with uncertainty. I keep my eye on the finish line, and I stay in the lane until I get there. Or, switching to boxing, this is how I fight. Not as one who beats the air. I'm not just doing it for show. I'm not a showboat. I used to go to the YMCA regularly. I don't anymore. I've reached a different stage in life. I still exercise regularly, and I don't always feel like it. And I'm at that stage of life where I often have sore muscles, and I'd rather not. But I've learned if I want to do my best, I've got to discipline my life, including discipline my body, including do the exercise to keep my body in the best shape that it's able to have at my age and stage of life. I've got a body that God has given me to accomplish things in this world. We live in a world of physicality, and I have a physical body in which to accomplish things in this world. And if I'm going to accomplish the most possible for the Lord, I've got to maintain the best strength that I'm able to have. But I used to go to the Y to do my exercising, and I certainly don't have time to explain why I don't do it that way anymore, but here's what I observed. There's always a few people that hang around the Y. They like to dress up in the exercise clothes. They like to be seen at the YMCA. There's something about that that seems to give them, I don't know what, some kind of identity, some kind of makes them feel like they're accomplishing something, but they never break a sweat. They never actually do anything that requires any exertion. They just like to showboat. They like to be seen with the people who are working out, but they're not willing to do it. Some Christians are like that. They want to be seen as if they are doing something. They want people to think they are, but they're not. To serve the Lord, we've got to stay focused on what we're actually accomplishing. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.